To Goodbye First Baptist Church, and focusing on the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and I get to talk with, well, volunteer and treasurer for the coalition, Nolan Jones. Good morning, Nolan.
Good morning, Charlie.
Nice to have you in here this morning, and some of our regular check-ins with the coalition. I know you have a regularly scheduled event coming up in the fall as an awareness-raising event, but if people would like to find out more, I understand there's something going on in Oklahoma City coming up fairly soon.
Yes, we, on April the 7th in Oklahoma City, they will start off kind of the year for the summits and concerning suicide prevention activities. The Oklahoma City group has quite a volunteer effort down there, and they're really a big show whenever they go on April 7th. So that's going to be informative day that we'll be down there.
That'll be a week from Friday, so an opportunity for people to go down and spend some time. I know that the local opportunity comes up for you in the fall. Suicide is something that we kind of look at, I think most of us anyway, as something that happens to other people. We say to ourselves, right, wrong, or otherwise, that we would never consider that, and yet there's probably not a person who has lived through their teen years that hasn't at one point in time just saying, forget about it, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, and I'm sure if we were in a group in a room today, Charlie, that we had asked those who have been impacted in their past by family members or friends with suicide being a problem, that most everyone in the room is aware of that, and it's something that we don't like to talk about, mm-hmm. but it's something we need to talk about more and more as some of this economy is coming around this next year. We're in some pretty bad times, and those people that are, unfortunately, those who are without health insurance and without jobs in this economy, we just get them loaded down, and we got to kind of look around and take care of our friends and kind of see those people that are really getting that risk coming at them right now.
And sometimes we say that we can only recognize it in hindsight, and yet a lot of us would also say that had we recognized some of the things that people were saying or what they were doing or not doing, that maybe we knew they were thinking about ending things, for days or even weeks before. And that's part of what you offer is an opportunity to catch some of those cues before we have to look at it in hindsight.
We have had quite an effort for several years now, and the EMTs and the school districts, everybody's pretty well plugged in, and we're working off of a process called QPR. We're trying to be able to assess those risks around us in people and to be able to get them some help ahead of time. And the facts show that if a person, we think that a person is not going to tell us or talk about it if they're going to attempt a suicide, but research shows that that's really not true. They're down to the last point. They're looking for any positive that they can to avoid what their mind is telling them to do. And we just need to be able to be aware when we look around and see Johnny playing and so forth that Johnny's okay.
Yeah. And I guess as I sit here, and I know you and I have talked about this before, and some of the other guests that you've brought in, as including people who have considered and almost at the brink of suicide, the hard part really is for us to step forward and say, hey, is something going on?
Yes, that's true, and we just hope that we're at the right spot and that we can visualize that and see what's happening. And we got this QPR is a question, mm-hmm. persuade, refer. It's something that's been going since about 1992, and it's originated, as far as I know, from the QPR Institute in Spokane, Washington, and by Dr. Quinette. And he has pretty well got the branding on this particular QPR, mm-hmm. and it's like a CPR. Let's back up to that just a moment. And most of us have been through a CPR and understand what that means. And if we see somebody on the sidewalk laying there, we know he needs help. And so we're going to go over there and we're going to ask him. We're going to be assessing him. We're going to look at his eyes. We're going to see if he's breathing and if he can talk and if he can move his body into the right places and get up and all those kind of things. And that has become very prevalent and helped thousands of people across our country. QPR is taking kind of the same approach. That's question. If you see something out of the ordinary, somebody sitting beside the road and head down on their lap and so forth, you know, we can detect those. We should be able to analyze those and see them when they happen. And then we can go up and we can question them to see what kind of a need they're in. And once we can decide what that is and get them talking and get them out of the negative thinking process and get into the positive, well, then we can persuade them to, hey, we're for you, and we don't want you down like this. Let's go get you some help. Mm-hmm. And so then we're going to refer. And we have a booklet and the 800 number, the national line and so forth, which is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, and that converts over to 8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Those guys are really experts at being able to do this, and they'll get you right back to somebody in Washington County that you can work with on a local basis, and we can get those things taken care of. But we're doing that now and have a goal of reaching 50% of the adults in Washington County. So far, we're behind that goal, but we're about 3,000 that we've trained. And we need your help out there for the organizations that you belong to, the church, Kiwanis or whatever, around town. Give us a opportunity to come out and explain to you. It's a bit of an hour program. Get in touch with us and let us go through that, and so that everybody will be a little bit more aware of the surroundings as we go through our day, and maybe we can help some people out.
And I think that's part of being, you know, since 9/11, we've all preached be aware of your surroundings. If you're in an unfamiliar territory, if you travel to, any city outside of Northeast Oklahoma, we probably are a little bit more aware as we walk the streets of, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York, wherever. Walking the streets of our own hometowns, that's where we should be aware of somebody that is not acting the way most people do.
Yes, and once you become aware of it, at least in my case, it's amazing how many things that you can see that, hey, this is an opportunity to go talk and ask if he's okay. And usually we find out, and research again says that if they have anybody that will talk to them and give them an option, they're looking for it. They're waiting for it. And they're wanting to make it positive. They just can't see it from where they're at.
They're almost figuratively walking around with a sign saying, talk to me, aren't
yeah,
they?
help me today, right now.
And I think that's part of it. The hardest part for you or me to walk up to somebody and say, hey, are you okay? But it should be among the easiest things we do.
We ought to train ourselves to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, our national statistics for the year of 2014, we're kind of dragging back. The 2015 should be coming out here in a couple weeks. But for 2014, it's hard to think about this, but every 12 and a half minutes, so far since Charlie and I have been here sitting here talking, one person has attempted and completed suicide.
Wow.
And once that happens, every 12 and a half minutes, you know, that means that every 13 minutes, that means that possibly you or the family, the co-workers, the friends, they say will total up to about 22 people that will be seriously impacted by the loss of that loved one. And that over time, they're going to grieve that loss for an extended period. And we all want to understand when we're into that as to what really ticked and what happened. Mm-hmm. And I was there. Why didn't they talk to me? Or better yet, why didn't I realize it and talk to them? And that's what QPR is about. And I think we're going to do a lot of progress with it if we just keep it going. We need your help, and please contact us. Stella Shaw is our chairman, and her telephone number is 338-9737. Or you can call me, Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, Jones, at 335-7961. And let's see if that comes around for you. Hopefully you'll have that number, that thought, and get a hold of us.
Okay, we will take a short break and wrap up this Community Connection a bit with Nolan Jones in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And again, talking with Nolan Jones, and just reminding you that the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition is out there. Nolan, if somebody's driving down the road on their way to work this morning, and they heard you say, well, you know, ask a question, talk to somebody, and they're sitting there saying, well, I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know what to, you know, what questions to ask. Isn't it just like starting up a conversation with somebody you've never met before?
I think we can probably say it this way. Whatever you say is going to be the best thing they hear. It's going to be the only thing they hear. So give it a try. You'll find it's just a compassionate move that, as part of a human being, that we're going to be able to step right in and say what we need to do.
And at this point in time, since we have the assumption, as you and I are sitting here, that they are already considering a final solution, almost, you know, somebody's going to say, well, I wouldn't want to do the wrong thing. Well, doing almost anything is better than doing nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, if they find somebody to talk to, they're going to put it off a while. And possibly, if it's a positive thing, then they see hope. That sometimes never comes back up.
And so you're offering a voice of hope, a face, a hand on the shoulder, a hand for them to hold, a hand to pull them up out of wherever they're at.
That's certainly right. And, you know, most of the contacts that we get, well, not most of them, it's suicide is something that doesn't have a street address or a race to it or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's something that it just happens to us as human beings, and the problems start mounting up, and we can't see them clearly because we just can't see through the fog. And so we need the help of others, and we're always willing to get it. When in a case like this, we're willing to get it. And they're looking for you, so hopefully if you find them, you'll make that contact.
Now, the coalition meets on a regular basis, just kind of to support each other and to pass along new ideas or even just a success story from somewhere in the state.
Yes, this week, the first Thursday of each month, we have what we call Survivors of Suicide meeting. It will be a very discreet, confidential meeting, mm-hmm. and that will be for survivors of suicide. That means that any attempted suicide person that is wanting to get help, any family or friend member that has experienced and surviving the loss of a loved one due to suicide, this is a meeting that we have for you, and it's very... sometimes we have one, sometimes none. We have had as many as 15 that will walk in the door that say, yeah, we need to talk. And they appreciate that. We'll get with them for three or four meetings. We ask them to attend three meetings before they give up, you know, or do something else. Mm-hmm. And in that process, then the counselors will get involved with them if they want to. And they'll be able to start turning that around into a positive event. Hopefully we can get over some of this old self-guilt that we put in there, and that we're not thinking about a person in college or high school that did something, and since we don't understand it, we blame ourselves. Let's don't get into that game, because you're not responsible for doing things that you don't know are happening. So hang tight on that, and that's on first Thursday. And if we can be of any help to you, or if that's of interest to you, please contact the number above Stella Schaff there at 338-9737, or myself at 918-335-7961. We also have on the second Thursday of each month our little routine meeting that we have about an hour and a half, either at the library or out at the family planning building. That's for us to get ready for our big events, and we've got one coming up September the 9th, and we'll have a big name psychologist who will be here and present a program to us for the day for those workers, nurses and teachers and EMTs and so forth to keep their continuing education going. And then that night we'll have one that's free to the people of the community, and we'll be trying our best to get everybody out to that, and school kids and high school kids and so forth. So please kind of look for those and contact us if you would have any interest in getting into this and helping us out.
And I know that, Nolan, those of you who are volunteers on a regular basis for the coalition, you and Stella and several others have been in here over the past year or two and just talking about how you managed to step forward. And I know some of the others that we've talked to, individuals who have a story to tell of how suicide has impacted them, either as a family member of someone who contemplated suicide or someone who were in those shoes at one point in time, and it's a very encouraging story.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I spent 35 years on the railroad, and I was interested in several local civic-type duties, and my boss at the time said, hey, you're here to work. Get out your checkbook, support it, but you can't be involved. You're working.
Yeah.
I worked for the railroad for 35 years, and it was a wonderful career, but when I got out, that was one of the things I wanted to do, was learn more about suicide prevention. And I found that this group here is one of the hardest working groups that I've ever been involved with on a committee. And it's kind of a depressive type thing sometimes, but it's worth it whenever you get somebody around the right direction. And in my life as a supervisor and just as a human being and a family member, I've had 14 people in situations that completed suicide, and I never could figure out why they were doing it, because nobody talks about it. You don't know their feelings because they're great actors like Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And they go on and they're saying that everything's fine, and you just don't get in their business. So you, even though you notice something's wrong, you're not real sure what it is, so you leave him alone. So we don't know what's happening so to me this times, and I still don't after I've been in this for 2 years, because every one of them is a different situation. We're all different people, and it's all different situations that we get into. And what I think is a guy is doing wonderful and doing great, what else can he expect? Well, there's something out there in his life that's bothering him, and he just can't get over it. And then all of a sudden we're into that suicide situation. And so I'm glad I got into it. I think it's a great deal for those of you out there listening today that want to get some of this kind of behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And also to be a great help around the community as you see and do these things, that you can help us train, get involved, and help us raise a little money around town. Our vendors are great. And the last 2 years I've been involved in the summit meetings coming up in September. Our sponsors across town and Indian tribes and their businesses downtown have just been wonderful to help us put that together. And we're going to do that again, and we're going to be knocking on some doors, and we need volunteers for that too.
Okay.
So we got all things for you to do. Just come on out and pick something that fits you.
Okay, some very famous words. I want to help. And if you'd like to help with the Suicide Prevention Coalition, give Nolan a call. I've got the phone number here in front of me, 918-335-7961. Or if you just need somebody to talk to, 800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255. Nolan, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Charlie, and thanks for the station there for getting us on.
Appreciate what you guys do.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the